Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Live from the PetroServe USA studios, this is What's on Your Mind. Call us 701-271-1100. Text us 701-237-1590. What's on Your Mind is on. And now, here's your host, Scott Hennin.
Well, if you ask me, no. Not him. Not that guy.
Here's what I tell
everyone. You got the bench playing today, my friend, but hey, we'll make the best of it, right?
I was born.
Kevin Flynn sitting in for Scott Hennin on What's on Your Mind. Welcome to it. It's Thursday. We've been saying it's the longest day of the year. It's the first full day of summer, the summer solstice. So you'll have enough light to function until close to 10 o'clock tonight. But yeah, the bad news is we start going the other way after today. So start counting it down. Hope you're having a good day so far. Thanks for hanging out. We've got a lot to do here on the show today. We are going to talk a little border. We try not to, all this nonsense that's been around. We've been saying they want to distract you with indictments and, tax evasion charges for Hunter and trans sports nonsense. But meanwhile, at the southern border, nothing's changed. Mayorkas still has a job. Rob Law at the bottom of the hour going to be. He's the former chief of policy at U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services, the USCIS. Going to join us to talk about this ongoing push to impeach Mayorkas or get the guy fired. Jim the Flagpole guy a little later on. We'll talk some red, white, and blue. See about his travels. And we had a very appreciative winner from our Flag Day gathering. Jim gave away a beautiful wood grain flagpole. And at just after the top of next hour, Emma Lemke founded the Log Off Movement. Log Off is a kind of a unique deal. Group of teenagers created this thing with one common frustration. And, the movement working to structure an online community centered around discussing social media and digital usage for teenagers. How about that conversation? Man, does that need to happen. I fear for the future. Am I wrong? Should I be worried when we don't know how to write in cursive? We don't know how to have conversations. Kids are just zeroed in on that thing, that screen, that thing that just like sucks everything out of the time and your life. And like, the more I see it, the more I just put it away, put it down. I even took like the social media ones off of the, I've got to actually go and look and like do more than one little deal to get to them. I make myself work to get to them to check out whatever. And say, I mean, as a parent, we're kind of discovering that, hey, want to communicate with your kids, you better get on the Snap or on the Instagram or whatever. Cause that's where they are. And I don't know how we go back. We'll talk to them about that and see how they're making headway with it. Till then, we got some open phones. You and me, my friend. What do we need to know? What are we talking about? What's on your mind? 701-271-1100. 701-271-1100. If you want to shoot a text, 701-237-1590. Or you can email me, studio@flagfamily.com. Super easy there. If you'd like to leave a message, that is 855-200-1776, and push extension 1 on that. One thing that has occupied the took a lot of air out of the room yesterday, and I am so, I don't know about you, but I am so done with this. I am so done with conversations about men in locker rooms and in swimming pools and on tracks and courts and weightlifting competitions, and that's the sports side of this. I'm also done with anything to do with exposing children to any of it. That's the problem we're having. That's not phobia. That's not hate speech. That's just being done with the way beyond reasonable things that we're seeing. This is craziness. This is insane. You are, if that's hate speech, so be it. You are insane to sit there in a Senate hearing as some sort of an expert witness and say that, well, you know, trans women are women. What? Trans women are women. Yes, this expert. I want to play the audio from this because this is more than dysphoria, I think. Okay, now you know who Riley Gaines is. Riley Gaines was in front of the Senate yesterday, and wasting our money, their time, our resources, having to defend her amazing career and her right to the trophy, and not have to lose to a guy. William Thomas, likes to be called Leah, got the trophy. Riley, you know, has been going around. Yesterday, it kind of culminated on Capitol Hill. Listen to her.
Good morning, senators. My name is Riley Gaines, and I'm an advisor for Independent Women's Voice. I recently graduated from the University of Kentucky, where I was a member of the UK's women's swim and dive team. I proudly finished my career as a 12-time NCAA All-American, a 5-time SEC champion, the SEC record holder in the 200 butterfly, making me one of the fastest Americans of all time, a 2-time Olympic trial qualifier, SEC Scholar Athlete of the Year, and SEC Community Service Leader of the Year. But all of that
is that all?
A lifelong journey competing at that level, and it's impossible to put into words the amount of sacrifice and dedication that it takes. On March 17th of 2022, my teammates and I, as well as female swimmers from universities around the country, were forced to compete against biological male Leah Thomas. Thomas was allowed to compete in the women's division after competing as a member of the University of Pennsylvania's men's swim team for 3 years as Will Thomas. We watched on the side of the pool as Thomas swam to a national title in the 500 freestyle, beating out the most impressive and accomplished female swimmers in the country, including many Olympians and American record holders, by body lengths. Previously, Thomas had been ranked 462nd at best in the men's division the year prior. The next day, I raced Thomas in the 200 freestyle, which ended up in a tie. We went the exact same time down to the 100th of a second. Having only one trophy, the NCAA handed it to Thomas and told me I had to go home empty-handed. And when I asked why, which was a question they were not prepared to be asked, I actually appreciate their honesty because they said, Thomas, it was crucial Thomas had it for picture purposes. Thomas had to have it for the pictures. I felt betrayed. I felt belittled. I felt reduced to a photo op. But my feelings didn't matter. What mattered to the NCAA were the feelings of a biological male. In 1972, Congress enacted Title IX to end unjust sex discrimination in all aspects of education, including college athletics. But by allowing Thomas to displace female athletes in the pool and on the podium, the NCAA intentionally and explicitly discriminated on the basis of sex. Although the NCAA claimed it acted in the name of inclusion, its policies in fact excluded female athletes, which are the very female athletes whom Title IX was passed to protect.
So there you go. 701-271-1100. I have more from that testimony. You're going to hear John Kennedy a little later on, John Kennedy's questioning of a gal named Kelly Robinson, who is the president of the Human Rights Campaign. She is a woman of color. She will tell you that a trans woman is actually a woman, and they need to be allowed in the pool. You'll hear that. Weigh in, 701-271-1100. James is in Cavalier. We're talking about social media and the screen addiction. James, what's on your mind?
On the screen addiction, I have 2 young children. This is up to the parents. You pay the bill. Give them the phone. You have control over it. If your kid was sitting in his bedroom smoking a crack pipe, what would you do? You'd go in there and take it away from him.
That's a great analogy.
The parents are 100% responsible for this. Our kids are great with their devices. There's no social media. They can watch YouTube. All the parental controls are on. We set the codes, for the parental codes.
Yep.
for the, you know, face searches and stuff.
We did too.
And then you tell the kids, you get the dishwasher unloaded, you can be on your phone for a little while. You know, your homework's done, you can be on your phone for a little while. It's no different than me playing the Nintendo when I was in the 80s, you know.
Yep.
You did your chores, you got things done, then you got some screen time. It's as simple as that.
It really is. The sad part, James, is that so many parents, rely on that thing as a freaking babysitter, you know?
As a babysitter, or the parents are on it themselves, you know?
Yeah. That's exactly spot on. Good job, by the way, limiting that.
I feel all the responsibility with the parents. It's all with the parents. You're the boss.
All right, buddy. Appreciate the call. 701. You bet. You too. 701-271-1100. Weigh in on that. Bob, you're on deck in Fergus Falls, Minnesota on the summer solstice. I probably got something wrong on that, but Bob will update us on that. Dial it up, 701-271-1100. Whatever's on your mind, we got open phones to the bottom of the hour. Love to chat. Let's do it. It's What's On Your Mind Thursday edition. Kevin Flint sitting in for Scott Hennin. Be right back.
Here's the deal. All month long for June at PetroServe USA, Hershey assorted king-size candy bars are $1.39. Have one today. Red Bull 16-ounce cans, 3 for $8. Nestle 28 packs of water, $4.69. Hostess treats are $1.19. Blue Diamond nuts only 99 cents. Kellogg's Jumbo Snacks $1.09. Muddy Buddies $1.19. Smokehouse 8-ounce meat sticks are $5.99. And Stone Creek nuts and mixes and candy $1.39 at PetroServe USA.
Did you know that the oil and natural gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota? It's true. Each year, the industry pays over $2 billion to the state of North Dakota. That money flows across the state, funding everything from education, roads and flood control projects, to social services and law enforcement. Learn more at ndpetroleumfoundation.org. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas. Advancing the possibilities.
Hey, this is Shane with Irie Insurance. Summertime means going for boat rides, camping in your RV, and swimming in your backyard pool. But unfortunately, these activities lead to increased risks. And let's face it, accidents happen. Having the proper insurance can protect you from theft, damage, liability, and more. Let Irie Insurance take care of your summer risks so you can spend your time with more important things, like finally hitting that perfect cannonball! To find a location near you, visit us at irieinsurance.com.
At Gateway Building Systems, we understand that the success of your farm is dependent on storage. As the number one Brock bin dealer in the U.S., we will provide you with Brock solid bins, grain dryers, millwright services, towers, conveyors, and much more. We've helped farmers customize their operations, and it's our mission to do the same for you. From planning and design to completed clean and efficient farm sites, you can rest assured knowing that Gateway will provide you with the best storage solutions. Make sure to take advantage of discounts on our Brock solid bins. For more information, go online to gatewaybuilding.com.
One in three adults has prediabetes. One in three. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While one in three adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Welcome back. This is What's On Your Mind. It's the Thursday edition, the first full day of summer today. Kevin Flynn in for Scott Hennin. Brought to you by our friends at PetroServe USA, where it's home cooking, grab and go convenience. Yes, I'm the one that gets to make you hungry today. If you're in or near Harwood, up north of Fargo, Moorhead, Swedish meatballs on the menu today. West Main Avenue's got choice, tater tot hot dish or taco hot dish. We're hot dishing on West Main. Meat meatball sub, and we're not talking the puny little meatballs. It's a monster. 12th Avenue's got meatball subs today. 205 NP Avenue, Salisbury Steak, delish. Glendon's serving up that mac, that mac and cheese. It's the bacon cheeseburger mac that they do. It's really good. Euland up in Euland got scalloped potatoes and ham, beefy macaroni on 45th. Every single day they have home cooking and grab-and-go convenience at every single PetroServe location around the neighborhood. And just tell them we said, hey, when you stop in, and they are hiring. So find out more on that at PetroServeUSA.com. 21 past the hour, weighing in on anything that's on your mind, 701-271-1100. Ben is in Fergus Falls on the summer solstice. Did I get something wrong on that, Ben?
Yeah, it's Bob, actually.
Or Bob, I'm sorry, Bob.
And
the
summer solstice begins on June 21st. It's the longest day of the year, and, yeah, it's the summer solstice. So when I heard you, I know you guys are accurate, 99.9%, but I even Googled it to check. June 21st has always been the first day of summer.
So, and I thought, like, because the day, yesterday our information had that it officially started Central Time at 9:58 a.m., so I should have known better than to check my work, but I thought, well, since this is the first full day, that this would be the longest day, but yesterday was, so now we're shortening up the days, Bob. That's what you're telling me?
Yeah, we actually lost a little time, so we'll have to recoup it somehow.
All right.
Hope you have a great day.
All right, buddy. Thank you for that. Appreciate it. That's the deal there. Kevin is in Grand Forks. We're talking about the Adam Schiff censure vote and Michelle Fishbach's vote. Hey, Kevin, what's going on? What's on your mind?
Well, I'm just curious. Why does somebody vote present instead of voting yay or nay?
As I understand it,
if you don't want to censure him, then say no.
Well, as I understand it, she's on ethics. She's on the ethics committee. And it's basically a way of saying, I'm here, I'm present, but she can't weigh in on it because she's on that committee, as I understand the ruling. We asked that earlier. That's what we found out.
Okay, because, I mean, there were six people, and five of them were on the ethics committee, and one person wasn't.
Yeah.
Because I was listening to Joe Pags out of WOAI in San Antonio, who's another great conservative commentator. And they were commenting that of the six people, five people were the members of the ethics committee, and they were the Republicans that voted present.
Yeah, that was what I understood. I love Joe Pags, by the way, too.
Yeah.
All right, Kev. Yeah, no, as I understand it, what her statement was is that she's on ethics on the committee, so that's basically a way of recusing herself from any bias appearance, as I understand it.
Okay.
All right, Kev.
It sounded odd.
Yeah, I get it. All right, man, thanks for calling.
Yep.
There he goes, main man Kev. Aaron is in Enderland on the election. Aaron, good morning. What's on your mind, buddy?
Yeah. Hey, Kev. Well, I've been listening. You know, I listen to you guys as much as I can, and I was hoping someone would bring it up last week, but I think it's pretty despicable what both the Republicans and Democrats are doing. Do you know of this meeting they held to find a way to block third-party candidates?
No, go on.
It was in the... There's several articles. Ron Klain, the former chief of staff, met with Republican, anti-Trump Republicans to block any officials met to discuss efforts by No Labels, a centrist political group that was vowed to promote a third-party ticket. The meeting was hosted by a public policy. Top Democratic strategist met with a group of former Republican lawmakers to devise a plan to take down a possible third-party presidential ticket that they say would hand former President Donald Trump the White House.
Well, absolutely. And, you know, that's the kind of tactics we talk about. You know, when, you know what I'm saying, Aaron? Because those are down and dirty. you know, figuring out how to, you know, how do we block a guy like RFK Jr., who's going to clearly...
Or Joe Manchin.
Or Joe Manchin, exactly. Then these people are in big rooms with big whiteboards, and they are coming up with every plan. And meanwhile, I think we're busy making statements and, I don't know, going along to get along.
I'm gonna try and bring it up if I can get on with Kramer or what's his name, the House guy from North Dakota, and see what they say. But that's pretty despicable. I don't know. Well, I know what it's coming to.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, thank you.
All right, Aaron. You bet, man. Thank you. 701-271-1100. 701-271-1100. It's tactics. And meanwhile, at the southern border, meanwhile in Chicago, and, I mean, meanwhile at the grocery store and the gas station, I mean, we're paying attention to all this. And between yesterday, there was two deals going on. You had the Durham deal going on, and the fact that Swalwell is sitting in that meeting, the fact that and Durham just handled him. I mean, he just was just handling him at every turn. The best was Sheila Jackson Lee. And, he's like, well, if you read the report, and she's like, I read the report. And she asked another question. Clearly she hadn't read the report. It was hilarious. And so then we switch over to what we were talking about earlier. We switch over to see Riley Gaines wasting our time, our money, and our resources because somehow we need to have a Senate hearing in Washington about men putting on a one piece and getting in the pool with the girls or the locker room or the track. And we have to that's actually going on in the real world. It's not an SNL skit. It's not a Simpsons episode. It's happening. It's really going on. Email studio@flagfamily.com. Let's see. Big Gal says rules to teach your son or daughter. Actually, these are rules for all of us to live by. Oh, and it's a number of great things. Never shake a man's hand sitting down. Don't enter a pool by the stairs. I love those. Really like those. Thank you. We were talking about rules for kids and with screen time and things like that. We had a deal, too, where an hour before bed we tried to, you gotta just get off that thing. And watching him now, it's like he's looking at that thing pretty much all the time and talking to him all the time about it. He's been pretty good about it. He doesn't drive and doesn't do any of that. He's got the heads up thing going on, but every time I'm out driving, everybody that I see swerving all over the road is almost inevitably on their phone. So thanks for the emails, texts, keep them coming. We are going to talk about the border coming up next and what's going on to maybe get Mayorkas fired or impeached. Rob Law coming up next on What's on Your Mind.
Ready to launch your small business or take your farm from some acres to a lot of acres? How about that big proposal?
Will you marry me?
Or that huge surprise? That forever dream home, the one you can take anywhere. Wherever you are in life, be sure you're ready to say yes. First International Bank and Trust. Say yes to living first. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The chilly weather is here whether we like it or not. And the team at Precision Concrete Cutters, Ramjack North, wants you to know that because Mother Nature doesn't rest this time of year, neither do we. The frost and snow create moisture in the ground, and this can cause stress on your foundation. Precision Concrete Cutters, Ramjack North, we have the solution for every basement problem.
So when Mother Nature strikes, contact your complete foundation expert. Contact the team at Precision Concrete Cutters, Ramjack North. Go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
USA News Update. The U.S. Coast Guard is predicting that the oxygen supply on the missing vessel used to explore the Titanic wreckage will run out in a matter of hours. Search efforts have been intensifying since Sunday when a submersible carrying five people disappeared roughly 900 miles off the coast of Cape Cod, Massachusetts. The focus is an area where Canadian aircraft recently detected underwater noises. So far, that effort has yielded negative results, according to the Coast Guard. At least three people reportedly are dead after a tornado ripped through the tiny North Texas town of Matador. That's just over an hour's drive northeast of Lubbock, Texas. Sirens started blaring about 8 p.m. last night. The twister damaged a dozen buildings, and that prompted a search for people who might be trapped in the wreckage. Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. My name is Lance Pry, and we are USA News.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Welcome back. Thursday edition of What's On Your Mind. Kevin Flynn for Scott Henin today. Shitting in. We got a lot of rain coming to the neighborhood, which is going to be good through this weekend. I wish we, this part of the world, you know, we get summers. We get, 14 last weekend in May, 1st of September. You get about 14, 15 weekends in there to, have some good weather, go camping, hit the lake, do whatever. This weekend looks like it's going to be wet pretty much across everyone that's listening to the network right now. We have got, while you live your life, you go through your day to day, keep in mind that at the southern border, nothing is changing. Nothing has slowed down. They'll go on and they'll tell you how, illegal crossings are way, the numbers are way down. That's an epic success. And what's happening, and all that means is that illegal crossings, in other words, swimming across the river with your baby strapped to your back, is not happening anymore, because all you have to do is take your baby and your walker and the baby and the, deal there and go right down to the gate and just get in line. And, we'll work you in there. Or you can, get on the app and fly in. It's craziness. Nothing's changed. Meanwhile, paying attention to trans sports nonsense and, all the race issues with sort of climate or whatever. Rob Law is joining us, former chief of policy, U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Service, the USCIS, talking about this. Secretary Mayorkas, I throw up in my mouth a little bit, Rob, every time I say his name, honestly. How are you? Welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me. I'm doing well, and I similarly have a visceral reaction every time I have to say the name of Mayorkas.
It's mind-bogglingly, that's a word, it's beyond unbelievable that this guy is in charge of anything. And, every time I see these people, and they're all on the team, I see them. I like to research who they are and who they were and what gave them the position that they're in. And you try to explain to me how Secretary Mayorkas is qualified in any way to be the Director of Homeland Security based on his resume.
So the only real qualifications that he must have is he is fully committed to absolutely destroying our borders and our nation's sovereignty, and essentially handing over control of the southern border to the Mexican cartels. This is a guy that served 8 years in the Obama administration in two different roles within DHS.
What?
So he knows exactly what he's doing now as the Secretary of Homeland Security. This isn't incompetence like you have in other parts of the Biden cabinet. This guy knows exactly what he's doing, and he is clearly calling all of the shots. He is derelict in his duty. He's breaking the law. And as you mentioned, he's gaslighting the American people by claiming that the border is secure when it is the exact opposite.
That is 1,000% spot on. A look at his career. He was the head of the Obama transition team. He was the guy that championed DACA. He's the guy that, I mean, the Dreamers thing. He is the architect of Pathway to Citizenship. And if you look at the big picture of this, you will not convince me that that guy, a pretty smart guy, very well educated, he's a good lawyer, and up until, what, 8 years ago, he was a partner in a firm in D.C., and somehow he's now the Secretary of Homeland Security, but, you know, go figure. But you look at that guy, and that you cannot go to anything but this is on purpose, can you, Rob?
No, and you're absolutely right. He was well aware of every single successful policy that the Trump administration had put in place. You know, people know the Remain in Mexico policy that was highly effective. But there were layers upon layers upon layers of policies that we put in place, both at USCIS to root out asylum fraud, as well as giving Border Patrol agents all the tools they needed to succeed and to deter, you know, the continuing abuse of our systems and to secure the border. They were basically handed our playbook, and Secretary Mayorkas ordered to be thrown into the trash, and they have systematically taken a wrecking ball to everything, and there's no deterrent policies whatsoever. It is only a diversion policy where now they just say, go to the port of entry. You're still an illegal alien. You have no right to be here, but if you please go through the ports, you'll save us the negative optics of the surges across the border. And we'll give you a work permit and let you disappear into American communities.
Yeah, that's what's going on. So we're talking to Rob Law, former chief of policy at U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services. Been there, done that, helped write the book, I always say. Rob, so I live in Minnesota. We've seen 20 years of when Obama first dropped. Maybe not 20 even years yet, but I don't really remember the number, 20, 25,000 Somali refugees into the Twin Cities. They've continued to import those, you know, in fact, they're giving driver's licenses to illegal immigrants now in Minnesota. And next step, I guess, is free health care and all sorts of fun stuff. But not only have the Twin Cities and the seven metro county there in that district, but a lot of our population centers, Duluth, Mankato, Rochester, St. Cloud, are all kind of taking over with the ability to conservatives are looking at never winning an election again. And to me, it seems like what's going on in Minnesota, now this is just a bigger brushstroke of exactly the same plan.
Well, I think you're absolutely right. And it just goes to show that what is going on at the southern border does not stay at the southern border. The record numbers that are coming over the border, they go into every single community in this country. You have refugees as well that are being placed into jurisdictions without local officials or governors even knowing that they are being, you know, deposited into their communities and will become that financial drain. You know, during the Trump administration, there was a policy that we had put in place that said, if you want refugees, that's fine, but you have to opt into it. We are no longer going to have refugees just dropped off without you and your people having a say. And at this point, the American people do not have a voice when it comes to this administration, in particular when it comes to Homeland Security issues. This is supposed to be the United States Department of Homeland Security, and Mayorkas seems to be taking his guidance from the Mexican regime, the cartels, and pretty much every nation around the world who wants to come here, even though they don't qualify for a legal visa and a true lawful pathway, not the stuff that he's doing outside of the law.
Rob, let's say you get the reins on this tomorrow. I wouldn't know where to start. I mean, if it was me and I'm looking at how do we fix this, I've been equating this to a, let's say you have an above ground pool in your backyard and there's a huge hole in it and it's leaking and it's flooding your yard and all you're doing is running sump pumps, getting rid of the water in your yard while the hose runs continually into the pool and doesn't fix the leak. So my, you know, 10-cent armchair thing on this would be, first of all, we've got to build the wall and get the gate up. Secondly, how do you deal, and I don't care about who wants to come in, how do we deal with those that are in and getting a handle on how many million, what are we talking, 5 million plus people? I mean, that's mind-boggling.
Well, it really is, and it's such a daunting task, but, you know, it's like you say, how do you go about eating an elephant? You know, it's one bite at a time. It's going to take a wholesale effort to fix this mess. But you're, you know, you're right. You absolutely have to start securing the border again. That means the physical wall structure, which works. The Remain in Mexico policy needs to get back in place. You need to start physically detaining aliens. Right now, very few are being actually detained. They're being let loose into American communities. And what the data shows is that aliens who are detained are almost 100% of the time removed when they don't have a claim before an immigration judge. Those who are not detained, surprise, surprise, very few of them are actually ever sent home. Our Immigration Customs Enforcement, our ICE officials, they need to be, they've been handcuffed throughout this entire administration. They need to be allowed to do their job. They need to be able to round up illegal aliens, get them before an immigration judge, and then quickly return them home. And as word gets out that you're no longer going to have a free stay in the United States, that stops future flows coming and allows you to surge your resources to help work through the immigration backlog and, again, continue to have an effective multi-layered approach at the border to stop new entrants.
Are we going to need to set up an entirely separate court system for this? I mean, right now we're looking at 5 to 7 years they're talking about for any kind of adjudication for this.
Yeah, I mean, I certainly hesitate to suggest that government needs to be expanded. If you are able to hire qualified immigration judges who will properly, you know, apply the law, that's always a positive thing, and that will help with it. But there are other mechanisms in place that could be done to sort of get through some of the more obviously fraudulent or bogus cases. Earlier, the Trump administration, we worked on some of those things, such as if you're application was not filed within the time period that is required, you're automatically out. If you have, you know, felony convictions, you're out. And, you know, if you were, you know, if you hopped through a bunch of different countries and you never sought asylum there, you should be out. You know, if you are truly fleeing persecution, a rational person goes to the first safe place that they are at. They don't go to the most economically advantageous. The only ones that do that are economic migrants, and those are not real asylum seekers.
Right. Yeah. And we need to talk about the difference between a refugee and an immigrant. And when we talk about refugees that have been bombed out of their homes and driven from their homelands and with nowhere to go and no one to go, you know, all of that, we understand political asylum from a refugee. Think Syria. Think maybe wherever. But illegal immigrants, I mean, people that are just migrating and want a better life, Rob, doesn't that basically qualify most of the planet wants a better life? And if they think they can get in here even with just an app and a plane ticket, why wouldn't they, right?
Well, yeah, you're exactly right. And there's a huge difference between legitimately fleeing persecution and being properly vetted as a refugee would be, and then being allowed into the United States versus showing up at our southern border, claiming asylum, just simply making the claim is good enough to now be allowed in. You don't actually qualify for asylum, and that's the key distinction. You just simply say that you intend to apply. And they're letting you in. They're giving you a work permit. And at the end of the day, about 90% of the cases fail because these are just people who are looking for a better way of life. And I cannot stress this enough. You may sympathize with those scenarios, but that is not a reason to ignore our laws and what our visa requirements are and to exploit humanitarian relief for those who actually need it.
I've been saying that since the beginning of this, Rob. Rob Law, former Chief of Policy, U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services. Thank you so much for your time, sir. Keep up the great work. Yeah, I couldn't imagine. But you say what my dad always said. How do we do this? Well, how do we eat an elephant one bite at a time? Good talking to you, so let's have you back.
Thank you very much. Love to be back.
All right, Rob Law on What's On Your Mind. Jim the Flagpole Guy will check in, talk some red, white, and blue coming up next.
Brian Cronk here from Collins & Cronk, Raymond James. As a listener, you have probably heard me saying, stick to the plan during these difficult times. Well, what if you don't have a plan? No problem. Call Collins & Cronk today. We can design a recovery strategy for your portfolio and start a financial plan for you.
Call Collins & Cronk to get a recovery strategy for your portfolio and a goal plan for your life. 701-235-0119. Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Collins & Cronk is not a broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
Information comes flying at you, and the mumbo-jumbo is so confusing. When it comes to Medicare, you are not alone. Free and unbiased assistance is available to North Dakotans through the State Health Insurance Counseling Program. Need help understanding all the forms? How about your Medicare coverage options? Maybe you need to file an appeal. Whatever it is, we're here to help. To speak with a counselor, call 888-575-6611 or visit insurance.nd.gov. This ad paid for by the North Dakota Insurance Department with funds from the Administration for Community Living.
This is Mark Wagner with ND Estate Services, and I'm addressing all the producers out there. Your tillage equipment, all your machinery, including your grain holdings, are all considered personal property. They all need to be funded into your trust just as well as your real property does. If you have questions on that, that is why I'm here. I specialize in this. Call me today before it's too late. 701-318-0908. 701-318-0908.
Enjoy every day made better with the Splash Super Pool from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. The Super Pool is made in the USA and comes in 11 different sizes and shapes to turn any backyard into a beautiful summer getaway. Set it up in less than an hour for as little as $50 per month, everything included. Come check out why this is North Dakota's number one selling pool since 1997. The Splash Super Pool, on display at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. West Fargo, Grand Forks, Bismarck.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Welcome back. What's on your mind? Thursday edition. Kevin Flint for Scott Hennin, Life in the Fast Lane. But if you got a car behind you wanting to get by, could you pull over? Could you move over a little bit, get out of the fast lane then? That'd be good. I'm just saying. We are brought to you by our friends at H.A. Thompson & Sons. They started this Henry Abbott Thompson, boy, 1908. Got it going. We're a third generation now. HATandSons.com. High quality plumbing, heating, AC, HVAC, mechanical contractor services, not only Bismarck, Mand, and across the region, north and south Dakota, Minnesota, into western or eastern Montana. They are Link service contractor as well. They provide really cost-effective environmental maintenance agreements to, if you own a building or a business, throughout the region as well. So, and they maintain the mechanical, the heating, cooling systems for more than 1,000 buildings throughout the Northern Plains. So think about that. Can sure help you out with whatever you need. They have Fargo, Grand Forks, Gwinner, Garrison, Newtown, and Minot. Online at hatandsons.com, hatandsons.com. Oh, Jim the Flagpole Guy, main man. How's my man Trigger doing, Jim?
You know, Tripper do?
Or Tripper, I mean. How's my man Tripper? Tripper and I got to know each other at the Flag Day deal a little bit. He was a little skittish at first, but as soon as I had a little Philly cheesesteak, he was my buddy.
That's Tripper.
That's funny. I have a friend of mine has a small husky named Trigger. So, and they kind of look have the same look. How you been, bud? Hey, thanks for the flagpole thing on Flag Day. That was really cool and a great winner and a beautiful flag and a flagpole, and you're the man.
Well, that was fun. I'm glad and I'm thankful that people came out to see us and joined us there. And that was really a good time that, you know, that's really what it's all about, right? Gathering around the flagpole and commune with each other. Commune, that's for sure.
Well, you always remind me, and I know your life is all around those colors and that piece of cloth and how it flies and where it flies and that it flies correctly. And you always help me. It's almost like every time I talk to you or see you, I'm brought back to Flag Day. I'm brought back to Memorial Day and Veterans Day. And it's just always a great reminder of what we had to go through to get where we are, right?
Yeah. And we've been through so much throughout this country, and, you know, we need to kind of get back to some of the foundational principles. And one of them is, you know, apologize when, you know, you make mistakes or, you know, you're late or, you know, get back to humility. Today, everybody's kind of screaming at each other, you know, in the news and everything. But, you know, what I like to do is just say, thank you for your patience to everybody that's waiting on me. I apologize if I'm late. It's the same old song and dance, another truck breakdown, but I'm brought everything over to the new truck and we're back on the road today.
Attaboy.
And just thanks for everybody, you know, and being part of this and standing up for America. And it's truly humbling to be around such nice people all the time.
How is the you mentioned you have a, I mean, if you have a truck breakdown, I mean, we've talked about even flagpole parts, the supply chain thing. I mean, if, you know, and I'm sure I know we're catching up on a lot of stuff, but are you getting all of the and most of everything you have is American-made anyway, but is everything going good there?
Well, it always happens about this time of year. You get most of your phone calls, and I hope, you know, every year you hope, well, we'll have more inventory next year to meet the demand for more quickly and everything. But this time of year, you know, we're just pounding them out. I think I have 18 flagpoles in the ground. I kind of done all of them by myself because I don't have any help. But that's okay. And I guess it has to be, right? Well, anyways, but we're getting another load of poles here soon, and I've got like 14 foundations I'm getting ready to put in. So we're plugging along.
Good.
And, you know, you just deal with it as it comes. You know, every year the trucks seem to break down or whatever, but thank God we got another one. But that's my parade truck. I kind of had it all nice, and now I got to get it dirty.
Oh, that's awesome. Well, Jim's a veteran. They support veterans. Every portion of every flagpole sold. You can do the vehicle mount ones. I got to get with you because the boat parade one that I've got, I need a smaller one, but I need a good option for the boat parade because the one I had just kind of disintegrated.
Thanks for reminding me of that. We've got lots of options. We've got motorcycle mounts that can they can be converted to boats. They're stainless steel. Nice little flagpoles. We have the farm-attached flagpoles. We have parade poles. We have bronze statues, too, for the veterans' memorials. Please see me. We've got bronze statue from an artist out of Utah, and he's making our own U.S. flagpole guy line.
Oh, and awesome.
We have those samples in Mandan right here for viewing.
Well, and you can go online, too, if you go to usflagpoleguy.com. That's where all the Jim stuff you see right there. You can look at the flagpoles, the flags, shop online. There's a ton of great resources on there. You can reach out and just kind of read about what they do, from the poles to the flags to the, like you mentioned, vehicle mounts and all of it. And it's, I'll tell you, I've seen his work. When it gets on there to stay. That's why I need to talk to you about my boat, buddy.
Yes, sir.
All right, man. Well, you can always clean the truck. Go get it dirty, and it'll be ready for the parade after a good truck wash. And God bless you, buddy. And say hi to Tripper, and we'll talk again soon.
God bless you, Kevin. God bless America.
Amen, brother. God bless you as well. Jim the Flagpole Guy, usflagpoleguy.com. All right, we'll get a news break in here. Coming up next hour, we're going to talk about a really cool thing to get kids off of the screen. Coming up, what's on your mind?
MyPillow 2.0 is here. Brand new temperature regulating technology that keeps you comfortable throughout the night. Mike Lindell has done it again. Sleep is all about temperature and height. It's not a firm or soft thing. Everyone wants soft, but they need support. The patented adjustable fill is going to give you the exact support you need from the bed to your head, and it's going to stay that way throughout the night. This is where it gets really good. We've all experienced those temperature-related sleep interruptions. You get too hot, you toss and turn, you flip your pillow over. All of that is gone with the MyPillow 2.0 cooling technology. Your MyPillow 2.0 will stay cool all night long. It's truly the best pillow you'll ever own. And right now you buy one and you get one free. That's right, buy one, get one of the MyPillow 2.0. Just use the promo code Scott at MyPillow.com. Promo code Scott, MyPillow.com, or call 800-506-9028.
It's all too obvious. We're being distracted by meaningless news headlines. When you dig to find the truth, you discover that the American way of life is being threatened by the institutions we used to trust. It's easy to see the future holds more food shortages, systematic controls, and government overreach. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are preparing. They're taking steps to be self-reliant and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy to get started and join the ranks with this limited-time offer. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get their top-selling 4-week emergency food kit. Enjoy tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get new lower pricing this week on these 4-week emergency food kits. Secure at least one food kit for each member of your family. They ship free, too. Those who know what's coming are preparing. Smart folks. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.